This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Well, that statement is somewhat misleading because it isn't only Doug Steffen who's here on the Talk Radio Countdown, but it is in earnest. His name isn't Ernest. His name is Michael. Well, his middle name could be Ernest. Michael Ernest Harrison, is that it?
It isn't, but it should be.
Yeah.
Ernest. What a great name, Ernest.
It is. Well, it is kind of.
I am here in all earnest.
Yes,
I speak
right.
From the bottom of my heart.
Honesty. Isn't that really what earnest
means? Earnest means well-meaning. Earnest means well-intentioned,
yes.
Caring.
Well-intentioned.
Yeah.
Right. So Michael's intentions, if I may translate them for you, is to go through the top 10 stories this week from the charts, week of August 22nd to the 26th, and then to go through the people list so that we can find out or we can get a little nuance around some of these stories, because we'll talk about some of the stories from our perspective, and we'll bring you some other talk radio lingo jingo. But the main part of us getting started here so we can work and promote what's being discussed or has been over the past week is have Michael go through the list from number 10 to number 1.
Yeah, let's promote interest in the presidential race.
Ah, yes, that's right.
people are apathetic about it.
Nobody talks about it.
Nobody cares. Most people don't even know who's running.
Right.
But we'll change that. We have on our top 10 stories of the week on news talk stations, just like the one this broadcast is occurring on. We have at number 10, Major League Baseball action. At number 9, we have a tie between the Ryan Lochte scandal. They're calling it Lochtegate. And the Hope Solo scandal.
Solo Gate.
Hope was banned from the team for some remarks she made after the loss of the American.
Well thought out remarks.
Well, this is social media and instantaneous blabbermouthing really is the third rail of career security. It's a deadly combination. We have Leslie Jones' website hack at number 8. We have the deadly Italy quake at number 7. At number 6, the Syrian conflict. Number 5, Obama goes to Louisiana. Number 4, American Kabul attack. Iran-U.S. naval skirmish is 3. Number 2, a subcategory of the number 1 category, is the Clinton Family Foundation questions. And I guess you could also tie in there Hillary's health issues, all kinds of stuff, as number 1 is, again, the presidential race. Most talked about people, Ryan Lochte and Hope Solo at 10, Leslie Jones at 9, Vladimir Putin at 8, Brianna Keeler at 7. Number 6 is Cher. Number 5, Stephen K. Bannon. Number 4, Bill Clinton. Number 3, Barack Obama. Number 2, Hillary Clinton. Number 1, most talked about man in the country, Donald Trump.
Wow.
Kind of interesting.
What a surprise. There's a shocker. Huh? Yes.
What are we going to do about this need to talk about Trump if he loses the election?
I don't know. I think we'll have to come up with something new. We can maybe, this is a hard concept to wrap yourself around. Maybe we'll talk about something else. Maybe there'll be something else we can talk about that'll have as much fun and flair to it. Or maybe people at that time be so worn out on this. You ever think, do people ask you, do interviews all the time with the news media,
yeah,
and they ask you as the guru of the talk radio world, what's going on? Has anybody asked you what you think is going to happen or your predictions for conversation after the election is over when people are so burned out on it?
Well, there's a publication called The Wrap, which is a news publication that has an entertainment industry Hollywood slant.
Mm-hmm.
And they called me the other day and they asked me what I think of the rumors that Trump is going to be starting a multimedia entertainment news company after the election, should he?
Mark Cuban has done.
Yeah, Cuban, and on a more serious level, Bloomberg has one, and Glenn Beck has one. And I said, it's a no-brainer. Of course he will. He's already halfway there. And then I made this remark that wound up being the headline in the story, and it just flowed out of my mouth. I said, Donald Trump is the greatest shock jock of all time. He has surpassed Howard Stern.
And how was that received?
They loved it so much, they made a headline. I was the only guy in the article. They interviewed about 10 people, and I'm the only one they used. And the headline was, Donald Trump is the greatest shock jock, you know, in the history, is the greatest shock jock of all time.
Sure, he'll be loving reading that one.
But isn't it true?
In the manner of speaking, I guess it is. I think that Howard has been more graphic and certainly has a longer track record.
But Howard
Trump has said some pretty outrageous
Howard things. Didn't commandeer one of the two major political parties. He did not beat the living crap, if you'll pardon the expression, out of 16
right?
major candidates, including Jeb Bush, mm-hmm. Ted Cruz, yeah. Marco Rubio. You think right. about these were the giants.
Right. Yep. They were, and they're now, where are they? They're having martinis on the 18th or 19th hole. They're done. I mean, other than Cruz, who thinks he's not smart enough to know that he's done, but the rest of them...
I'm not sure of that.
What, that he's done?
I don't think Cruz is done, no.
Yeah, he is as far as I'm concerned, but that's just me.
No, I don't think Cruz is done.
He was done before he started. Remember when I said on the air, you want to lose, vote for Cruz? There's something about him that so rubs me the wrong way. I guess it's good because he brings passion, whether it's negative or positive, to the surface. I don't think any of those other guys really did. I wasn't excited about any of the other.
Cruz is the only one left standing out of all of them. Trump maimed them all. They couldn't handle the playground bully, and they all went whimpering away. The only one who didn't whimper, the only one who stood his ground to the very end was Cruz. Any admiration I might have for him expressed in this conversation has nothing to do with his politics or his ideology, but I have to salute him for standing his ground.
All right. There you go. Michael Harrison, who's with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Review, the hot hits in talk radio. You mentioned Glenn Beck a few minutes ago. In a moment, we want to talk about an article that's at Talkers, at talkers.com. You can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all the story, the news of the week that affects the personalities that are doing these talk radio programs. So stand by for that. In the meantime, I want you to think about your heart. I want you to think about how well you're taking care of your cardiovascular system. Do you give it any thought at all? If you are not doing well, chances are it's because blood's not getting to all of your body. You don't feel good. You don't have healthy circulation. You need blood flow. You need oxygen delivery. And that's what you get when you take Super Beats into your diet, into your life. Super Beets comes in a canister. It's dried, powdered beets. They cook them, non-GMO beets, and then they dry them, and then they powder them, put them in a canister. You take a teaspoon, one serving of Super Beets, mix it in 4 ounces of water every day, and give yourself the kind of energy that is what you deserve. It's what you want. You want to have the blood getting to your muscles, to your brain, to every part of your body, top, bottom, inside, outside. This is a patented technology that activates the mechanisms that effectively metabolize the nitrites in your body so that it opens up your arteries and the blood gets to all these areas that it needs to go to. That's why people feel so great. And you don't need to drink a half a bottle of Beetlejuice, if you'll pardon the pun. Remember that movie, Michael?
Beetlejuice. Yes, I do. One of my favorite stars.
Keaton, yeah. Anyway, so that's not what this is about. This is about getting... This stuff tastes good. Most of the stuff you get in beaches is, awful. Circulation is what will improve the very first time you use this. And from then, you'll be very excited to tell other people about how wonderfully well you're feeling. If you're not one of the people who's ordered Super Beets yet, here's your opportunity, because you'll order a regular supply and then they'll send you an extra month supply of Super Beets free. 800-655-4183. So you get 4 months for the price of three. That's what it boils down to. On the first order, get these Super Beets into your system. 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. To change your life, to change the way you feel about life and how your body feels. If you want to order online, you can do that at DougLikesBeets.com.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water. Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
My home county has a thick notebook called the General Erosion and Sediment Control Plan, which supposedly dictates how all new construction should handle water runoff. But not all new construction causes erosion. We were actually required by these rules to cut the roots of an entire row of trees and place plastic erosion fencing in the ground. First, there was no erosion there at all. And second, had there been, trees are nature's most perfect way to control it. Instead of relying on thick notebooks of regulations, we ought to look through the lens of liberty and remember that every situation is different. Instead of applying punitive and costly government rules, we need to apply common sense.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
If you are interested in managing your high blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment called the Zona Plus. Zona Plus, safe, easy, lowers your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 out of 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. Use it once a day for 12 minutes. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 6 weeks. No side effects. Try it risk-free. Try the Zona Plus now by calling 866-669-9662. That's 866-669-9662. The company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662 or go to Zona.com and tell them you're listening to Good Day.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, countdown time is 19 past the hour. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen with a focus on Glenn Beck, who's in the news not for what he's doing on the air, but, well, this is sort of what he did on the air. The whole business, he's in court because there is a requirement that he somehow or other tell who his source was. In the story of the accusation against the guy who paid for the marathon, the Boston Marathon bombing, right? If I got that in a nutshell?
Basically. The guy was acquitted. The guy was found innocent by the authorities, you know, we're talking the federal authorities. And right. Beck stayed with the story, and now he's being sued, and looks like he, you know, is in financial trouble as a result. And he's claiming protecting sources for journalistic reasons, and it's being contested. It's a crazy story.
Well, can you, isn't there this thing about in the public eye, you can't sue somebody? I've forgotten what all the rules are.
Well, it has to do with whether a person is a public figure.
Mm-hmm,
and there's different degrees of public figure. I mean, you know, you can become a public figure for a brief amount of time if you happen to be involved in a news story. But if you're not a public figure before that, and you're not a public figure after it, and you're only a temporary public figure, and somebody comes along and really sticks the knife in against contrary evidence and keeps you there in a negative way when otherwise the spotlight would have passed, then you are subject to being sued. And this is what's happened to Beck. Throwing in the caveat that it was journalism and that he had sources further muddies the water legalistically.
Right. All right, focus on Glenn Beck. Some other talk hosts will come into our purview as we continue here on the countdown, 21 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, we are at 23 after the hour. The weekly talk radio review, the hot hits in talk radio, and conversation about the people, the personalities, those who make it all happen. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. The book Yappy Days, which is written by Bernadette Duncan, happens to be published by the Talker Book people, and they are somewhat related to Talkers Magazine, as is the author of this book, somewhat related to the people at Talkers
Magazine. I'm her assistant. I'm Bernadette Duncan's assistant.
Congratulations.
Yes,
that's
one of my jobs.
One of the things that I found out, this is purely an aside, but because I have talked to Bernadette, and she's featured this week on the Countdown, one of the things that I felt we ought to talk about a little bit is how this was one of the big things in the conversation was how crazy people are, with the exception of yours truly, who do this for a living. And she's got a lot of stories in this book about the people that she's worked with, and she doesn't call them crazy, but I think we alluded to the fact that they were a little strange.
Quirky is the word. She uses the word quirky, and I think
quirky.
That's kind. Yeah,
yes.
She's very kind. Bernadette
quirky.
Is very, right. Very kind.
Yeah.
It's one of the kindest, candid books you'll ever see.
Right.
You know,
but does that get to the bottom line of how crazy some of these people are? I mean, you know these people. I know. We've been around for a long time. And so the question comes, does it take someone who is a little off in order to be good at this? That's the question for you, who has monitored the industry for 26 years, does it take someone who's off his or her rocker a bit in order to be good at this?
Yes, to a certain degree. And
careful,
and
remember, you're talking to one of them now.
Yeah, well, you're known in the business as Sane Doug. That's your nickname. The voice of the voice of reason.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no, but crazy is a crazy word. You know, wild and crazy guy. Crazy has a lot of so quirky.
Unstable would be a word.
Well, unstable. You'll find people that are unstable in everything. So let's be specific. Specifically, the nature of talk show hosts is a little bit of quirkiness, a little bit of insecurity, and a whole lot of ego. Just look at the basics. If your job is to be on the air 2, 3, or 4 hours every day, and the basic responsibility is for you to have a nonstop barrage of opinions, strong opinions about everything that happens in the world instantaneously, what does that say about your ego? Do you think the average person puts themselves out there, the average human being, to give their opinion to the masses about everything that happens instantaneously as if they know how to run the world?
So it's an experts ego. On everything.
It's an ego thing. And what happens is after these people do it for years and years, they actually start to believe that this is their God-given right, that they actually have the ability to be accurate and wise about all these things simply because they said it.
Well, you know, and we often focus on the big names, the national syndicated programs, but there are people, there's a picture of folks listening, go to talkers.com, which is the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and Talkers Magazine. There's a picture of a host named Ann Eller, who is in a studio, and she gives me the impression, I don't know this lady, I don't think I've ever met her, maybe I have, but I don't remember if I have.
Fun lady.
Is she? She gives me the impression of being one of those people that's a little off, just by looking at this picture.
Zany.
Yeah, maybe that's...
Zany. But that's part of her shtick.
Is it?
You see, after the break, let's talk about the difference between shtick and really being nuts.
Right. And I also want to talk about who the heck is Marvin Robert Klopfenstein.
Who the heck is that?
Get to him in the next half hour. The shtick, yeah, speaking of shtick. And then the reason we digress off of the stories is because there's really nothing there that hasn't been talked about ad nauseum, and the people don't know to the nth degree what you know there is in store for you next week, because the list will be pretty much the same, especially at the top.
Oh, don't be so sure.
Oh, really? There are big changes.
You never know. Huh? You never know.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here we go again, back on the Talk Radio Review. We've discussed the charts. Maybe, you know what, I was told by somebody, Michael Harrison, who's editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. I'm Doug Steffen on the countdown. I was told that we, in doing this every week, sometimes leave it to people's imagination, or we assume that they are listening to the whole program, and thus, when we come back, let's say, in radio language, the bottom of the hour, we launch off into our conversations about other things that are going on in the world of news talk radio, and we don't review the stories again. So it's not so much
some program director.
Yes.
Sorry.
Tell him what you're going to tell him, and then tell him what you told him.
Well, that means the whole show, every break, we'll just do the countdown, and let's assume nobody's ever listening for more than 2 minutes.
Well, that's sometimes what the program directors suggest.
Well, the reason they don't listen for more than 2 minutes is because there's never anything that lasts longer than 2 minutes because of radio's fear that people are not listening for more than 2 minutes.
So how do we fix that?
Talk for 3 minutes, then four. Get back into creating a reason for people to listen to something from the beginning to the end.
Okay.
If
you miss a minute, you miss a lot. Remember that old slogan?
Yeah, but the point is that, you know, catering to short-term attention span and catering to the way that radio is rated today with a little device called the portable people purple people meter.
Say wide eye one horse prime purple people meter
one. Yes, I guess the expression is don't get me started. But if we
no, if go we ahead. Go, come on. Go, open up go. The floodgates. Go for it.
Who cares that number one is the presidential race and number two is the Clinton Family Foundation and number three is the Iran U.S. That's just a that's called a MacGuffin. That's what really? in a movie. That's just an excuse for us to talk about the issues and take people behind the scenes.
Yes.
And so as long as what we're talking about is somewhat interesting, I think that's better than boring the people to death who do want to hear
variety. Are you suggesting that most talk radio is boring?
I think that most of entertainment today underestimates the attention span and the intelligence, and to go back to a word we used at the beginning, the earnestness of the audience who wants to follow something and have more layers of information. You know, let's play to the smart people. Play to the people that are there who want to hear more, who want to get into a deeper conversation. Everything in its place. That doesn't mean everything has to be long form, but for everything to be just these little sound bites, it takes
well,
away.
Okay, so let's talk about what makes us like this in part. We've gone from the ability to read a good newspaper or a magazine, and some people still like to do that, but with the millennials that who have attention spans that are like a gnat, we're crafting things. Let's take an average 4 minutes or 14 minutes on CNN. How many times you see the same B-roll, and I don't want to get too into the weeds here, but you see the same images on the screen repeated over the course of a few minutes. The story, the main story, CNN gets on something and sticks to it like a Zika mosquito on a pregnant woman. So how's that for an analogy?
It's very, very colorful.
Is that graphic? Okay. So yeah, this is, well, but CNN is repetition, and Fox is repetition, and MSNBC is repetition, and they're all repetitive.
Well, one of the reasons it's repetition is because they don't have the resources, the wherewithal, or the intellect to go deeper into the stories. Second, they don't have a respect for the American public that people can handle anything deeper.
Right.
And third, they subscribe to a model whereby they try to keep the audience moving. People in, people out, people in, people out. Yeah. They're meant to rotate audience. But that isn't the only option. You know, every restaurant is not a fast food restaurant. Every book is not, you know, a coffee table picture book. And every millennial does not have the attention span of a gnat. How is it that millennials generally have the attention span of a gnat, and yet millennials are the generation that has brought this concept of binge-watching to the lexicon, where they will watch an entire season of a show over a weekend?
Yeah. Well, I've started doing that myself a little bit here and there.
What I'm saying is, I heard you earlier this week talking about the generalizations. You were talking to Rich on your show. The generalizations that we make about left and right and Republicans and Democrats and rich and poor. Well, it's the same thing with the generations and with audiences. I think that the media is all of the mainstream commercial media are all going for the same slice of the pie, and that's called the stupid. The stupid slice of the pie. Do you realize how much money can be made by catering to the smart people in this country? That is the most underserved part of the American public, are the smart people. You talk about angry people, the smart people are disgusted.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, with pretty much everything that's going on, including the coverage of the events that are, did you go, if you really look around, that's one of the things, and I say this, sort of, I don't want to sound like I'm blowing my own horn, but the morning program that I do Monday through Friday is aimed at getting around all of this stuff because I am easily bored. I guess maybe that's it. My attention span is that of perhaps a millennial gnat. And I just don't like to talk about the same things that everybody else is talking about because the world is so big. It's so fascinating. There's so many things going on, so many things that are helpful. You can talk about things that really mean something to, as you say, the smart people.
Or you can talk about the things everybody else is talking about, but not necessarily the same talking points, the same, you know, parroting the same point of view. The angles, the nuances, the depth, the different ways in which a story affects people, that's where the action is. And that's where the vacuum is in terms of the media. Right. So, yeah, you don't have to talk. It's not so much the subject, it's the angles. It's the level of nuance, detail, depth, and truth. The seeking of truth as opposed to trying to get people listening as quickly as possible. So, God forbid you don't repeat the list based on the premise that people are tuning into the show because they want to hear the list.
Mm.
If we didn't do the list, nobody would care.
No, and you know what? I would go into, if we had time, I want to get this, I want to identify Marvin Robert Klopfenstein in a moment.
Who's
but
that?
This one of the most fascinating things happened this week is that EpiPen thing, where this lady who runs this company gave herself an $18 million bonus, raised the cost of an EpiPen from $100 to $600, and then cut it to $300, and they all sounded like heroes. Do you realize how conspiratorial that is and how smart those people are? They knew they weren't going to be able to sell $600, but if they triple, instead of make it $100 to $600, so that's what they did for 3 days, and then they cut it back to $300, they're still tripling the amount of money they're bringing in, and now they've played it like they are heroes. Look, we're going to cut the price back to $300 because of all of the people protesting. It
that's
was
they
genius.
They didn't count on somebody like you remembering from a week ago when it was,
$100. Yeah, but the way they did it was genius, and everybody fell into the hole of not intellectualizing it. So all they said is, oh, this is great. They cut the price in half. No. They tripled the price.
Right. Well.
Just anyway. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a review of the people on the list this week. For those of you who haven't heard us, this gives you one more opportunity to say, I know that story. Let's go through the people at number 10, Ryan Lochte, and all of that stuff around him. Number 9, Leslie Jones. Number 8, Vladimir Putin. Number 7, Hope Solo. Number 6, Cher. Number 5, Stephen Bannon, who it turns out, as an aside, he's registered to vote, this guy. Listen to this. Let me make a quick story out of this. This guy's registered to vote in Florida. And so, you tell people, this is your address, somebody's going to check it out. And they went to check it out, and the house is empty. There's no furniture in it, nothing. All right. Number 4 is Bill Clinton. Number 3 is Barack Obama. Number 2 is Hillary Clinton. And number 1 on the people list, Donald Trump. On the countdown. All right, let's pause. Action continues in a moment with the identifying of Marvin. Say it right there. Marvin Robert Klopfenstein. Up next here on the countdown.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with a broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
My home county has a thick notebook called the General Erosion and Sediment Control Plan, which supposedly dictates how all new construction should handle water runoff. But not all new construction causes erosion. We were actually required by these rules to cut the roots of an entire row of trees and place plastic erosion fencing in the ground. First, there was no erosion there at all. And second, had there been, trees are nature's most perfect way to control it. Instead of relying on thick notebooks of regulations, we ought to look through the lens of liberty and remember that every situation is different. Instead of applying punitive and costly government rules, we need to apply common sense.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with a broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
If you are interested in managing your high blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment called the Zona Plus. Zona Plus Safe easy. Lowers your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 out of 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. Use it once a day for 12 minutes. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 6 weeks. No side effects. Try it risk-free. Try the Zona Plus now by calling 866-669-9662. That's 866-669-9662. The company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662. Or go to Zona.com and tell them you're listening to Good Day.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with a broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the hot hits in talk radio this week. The big stories, the top topics, if you will, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine. Sports Talk Radio is at number 10 with a focus on baseball and football. The waning action in baseball and I think the expectations in football are getting people all excited. Ryan Lochte scandal at number 9. The website hack aimed at Leslie Jones, number 8. The Italian earthquake, number 7. Middle Eastern conflicts galore. The same stuff occupies a couple of slots on the countdown list. The Louisiana situation and what's being done in the aftermath of that horrible flood. Number 3, Iranians and U.S. sort of tangle a little out in the high seas. Clinton Foundation, number 2, and the presidential race, an overall recap of the presidential race for the week. That's it. That's the story from the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, it's 46 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Before we get to Bob Marvin Robert Klopfenstein, one thing that we didn't talk about was Cher, who's on the People List this week, and how she denounced Donald Trump's promises to the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transsexual community. She says, "My people will not believe him." I didn't realize that she was one of those. Did you?
No, she's a diva who is a like Judy Garland and Barbara Streisand. Yeah. These powerful women with strong images seem to become idols of the gay community,
right,
and then wind up having a relationship with them. I don't think Cher is gay.
No,
I think that she's a gay, a friend of gays.
Right.
She's gay, you know, sympathizer.
This was at a Clinton fundraiser this week where she said, "quote I just think he's a blanking idiot."
Oh, she used the F-bomb a lot.
Yeah, she did.
You know what I found interesting about that is that she's out there
doing
swinging.
It.
I thought that the supermarket tabloids had her dying.
She's in great shape. All right, Marvin Robert Klopfenstein. You got 2 minutes to tell us the story.
He's a guy involved in radio. He's a Bob Kay is the host, is the guest on this week's podcast, Up Close and Far Out. A great broadcaster with a colorful history, and we focus on the fact that back in the 90s he was the consultant who worked on the show Frasier that had that whole talk radio psychiatrist show Milieu. You like that word? And he did it so well, and he talked about what it's like to consult a big time television show on how to depict talk radio in a way that makes sense on television, doesn't bog down the story, but enhances it. And it's a fascinating podcast. People can hear it at upcloseandfarout.com.
And the reason we're underscoring it is because Bob Kay and I are very close friends. He is now working with me on this program and my enterprises. But when he was at KABC, which was the time when he put together all the stuff that advised the Frasier people, with the old equipment from KABC Radio. He was program director there, and I was working for him at KABC, and I've worked for him. We have been friends since 1968.
Wow.
First job, we both worked together at WBZ in Boston in that era, and from that time I've worked with him four or five different stations, and we've been friends all these years. And so it is with love that I urge you to listen to this story, because he has great, great stories, including, well, I don't think you get to this one. You'll have to bring him back because there's a story floating around. We at BZ, Bob was just getting married, and one of his friends gave him two ducks for his wedding present, and he named them after him and me. His real name is Marvin, and my real name is Dudley. So the ducks were Marvin and Dudley.
That's very
And there's
funny.
A story and a half about how they got loose in a talk radio studio with one of the great talk radio hosts, Jerry Williams. It's just more of the silly stuff that we've been talking about ad nauseum on this hour of the countdown. Yes, quack, quack. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here at 10 minutes for the hour.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
53 past the hour. Continuing on now with our focus on the hot hits in talk radio and the charts from the folks at Talkers Magazine. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who among other things is the official spokesperson for legalities here. I don't know what that means. He also does the same thing for Talkers. You can see a lot of things that he's written and is responsible for at Talkers.com. Okay, so let's get to several of the items this week, including the saga of the Clinton Family Foundation and what questions there are or what answers there are to questions. It's number two this week on the story list. So what kind of, I mean, there's a lot of stuff here. And I said earlier that I didn't really give a darn one way or another. It wasn't the most important thing, and that's anathema to a lot of the people who want to hang her up by her toenails. So what really is there? Is it dangerous territory here for her to be on?
Not tremendously. It's more of a public relations thing. And it's also, to go back to Shakespeare, being hoisted with her own petard, because this kind of accusation was something that Mrs. Clinton threw at then-candidate Obama back when they were running against each other. But the big thing here is let's separate access and influence. And in point of fact, yes, they have shown that, in fact, some people who are major donors to the Clinton Foundation, which does tremendous work. I mean, the benefits of the Clinton Foundation are terrific. So they got access to her. Did they get favors? There is not a single instance so far that they have shown that that happened. And as a matter of fact, they've shown just the opposite. There have been people who asked for favors who didn't get them. So could something turn up? Yeah, it's possible. But more than likely, it's more of a public relations problem, including for there was this one person gave $100,000 to the Clinton Foundation, and he was asked, his name is Donald Trump, well, were you seeking any favors? And he said, no, I was not. I just wanted to be their friend.
There you go.
I think there's not there.
Okay, so then let's carry this up. Let's ratchet it up one more level here for Ken Steve. Go away from legal and talk about the ethical concerns. Are there is a difference? Is there? Would you? The law doesn't, as we all know, there's a separation between ethics, morality, and the law. So
yeah.
If this doesn't raise legal questions, does it raise ethical questions?
Yes, it does. And that's a great question that you ask, because when we have ethics, and I'm a lawyer, so I don't know that much about ethics, but I also teach it to young financial professionals at Bentley University. And one of the things that we say is you are to avoid the appearance of impropriety. And this kind of access, while not illegal in any manner, does bring up at least the appearance of impropriety. So ethically, yeah. It's a bit of a challenge there.
Mm-hmm. All right, next up, number 8 this week is that website hack for and on the person of Leslie Jones, the actress from Saturday Night Live. This has happened before to any number of actors and actresses, mostly actresses like Jennifer Lawrence and Scarlett Johansson, Mila Kunis, Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
These people have all basically been hacked by the same guy, so...
Well, you know, what's to me the most interesting thing here is this is the first time I've seen the Department of Homeland Security actually get involved with this. And I think why is when you named all of those others, what they all had in common was it was low-level individual hackers, just a couple of guys doing it for their jollies. This was a very sophisticated hack that at the moment they're tracing outside of the country, and it is questionable about who did this and why they did this. And the very sophistication of this attack, instead of with Jennifer Lawrence, her getting an email that says, we're Gmail, we lost your password, give us your password, and she gave it to them. This was something that was far more sophisticated, and I think that's why they're looking into it. It's awful stuff. It's hateful and racist stuff that's been done to this poor woman, and I hope they do manage to find out where it came from.
All right, you're Ryan Lochte's lawyer. What do you tell him to do?
Stay home. And here's the thing. He's not going to get extradited to Brazil.
No.
That's not going to happen. No. The treaty we have doesn't relate to this crime. However, he could go and compete in another country that does have an extradition treaty, and it would be known he's there. Mr. Lochte better stay home and take his cough drops, which is the only sponsor that is now sticking with him. So, he doesn't have any problems, but better stay in the United States.
Yeah, he's got plenty of problems, but, I mean, if he's counting his dough anyway. All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney at law, college professor and expert on the law here on The Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and...
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.